weather. Sorry.
Satnam, welcome everybody. 1-11-11, January 11th. So we are working with master numbers here, and as it is our intention to claim and move into our mastery on the planet at this time. So welcome all masters and all those aspiring to be masters and all the masters that are working with us. And I'm feeling right now Yogi Bhajan is here with us, as well as some other masters. They love to, I hear them saying that they are happy that we're back together. They missed us. So it's kind of interesting that we have our people in the physical form, our physical form masters, our human form, and then we have our guides and master guides and beings that love to work with us too, bringing forth all these beautiful new planetary energies that are streaming onto the planet at this time. So welcome all beings, known and unknown, seen and unseen. Welcome back. Yes, so we are at the beginning of a whole new cycle. It's very exciting. Really a time of opening, and we've moved through what I call the tunnel of the eclipse, which is a 6-month cycle. The next one will have another eclipse cycle in June. So December 21st and January 4th, we had a lunar then a solar eclipse. And solar eclipses are basically disruptions or pattern interrupts, as they used to call them in NLP, if anybody's familiar with that. Pattern interrupts in our psyches on the Earth. And this eclipse cycle that we went through is going to have it's about a year and a half cycle, and it moves actually into a cycle that's initiating actually another longer 18-year cycle. So it's important to note the effect on our psyches of this eclipse and what it means and how to leap forward out of the tunnel into our next manifestation, what we're bringing forth into our personal lives and our planetary lives. So we have both the inner and the outer. We talked last year, 2010 was a very big year for transformation, a lot of Pluto energy going very deep into the psyche, the unconscious, the subconscious, the reptilian brain, all those urges, all those deep feelings of what we needed to do to cleanse our deepest psyche of our fears, of the unknown, of fear of the unknown, and the fear of becoming something completely different, something that we hadn't known, something new. So last year was a big year to go into all those patterns that kept us small, kept us limited, kept us in fear. And then at the end of the year, we had this big eclipse tunnel where it was the last hurrah, the last vestiges of where we were being squeezed between the sun and the moon, the sun, that which comes out, that's what shines into the world, that which is really more planetary, and the moon, the lunar, which is more internal, more our internal needs, our own feelings, our own personal feelings, our inner child. What makes us feel secure? What makes us, brings us joy inside ourselves? So we're squeezed between, it was the tunnel, the eclipse tunnel is a pushing and a pulling, like you're in a washing machine and you're being, you know, spun dry, you're being washed out, you're being squeezed. What's going to push out your limitations? So we've been through the tunnel, squeezing out and pushing out those limitations of who we were, who got all the limitations that got pushed to the surface in 2010. It was the final rinse cycle, the final squeeze to prepare for this 2011, moving into this year of mastery, this year of claiming our power, this year of actually emerging into a whole new being, this year of merging into someone new, this year of bringing forth our gifts onto the planet in a new way, and how we're going to move forward in that way. So it's a time of just saying, where's the blank slate, and how do we want to fill it in, and how are we going to fill in the blank slate differently? And once we do that, we were just talking a minute ago about manifestation and our intentions, and the manifestation of bringing in the 22, the 211s, that many people to a yoga class, or however it shows up for you, that I just had a cat walk in the house. That's funny. Neighborhood cat. I felt the energy. So how are we going to create this opening now that we're emerging from the tunnel? And how are we going to be something new? Something new that's expanded. Something new that brings a whole new way, not of how we only how we only not only how we see the world, but how we express this way of being in the world with an expanded love, expanded frequency, because we are moving into that higher vibrational frequency on the planet. So everything that's of the lower frequency will be exposed, will be brought to the surface. And as we've seen in the news lately, the dissatisfaction as mirrored in the tragic events, the shooting events last week. So that's the dark side of the moon. But we're moving into where, as we get our needs met, the lunar needs, that's our own personal needs, our own needs for what makes our own inner child happy, we can bring forth that joy into the sun, into the planet. So it's a time of noticing first, where's your real inner joy? And referencing what makes you lunar, what makes you really happy, just really looking inside yourself and saying, my reference this year for mastery is going to be what makes me joyful, and how can I bring that joy forth? So it's kind of interesting. We're starting inside and then bringing that out. We're expanding our inner joy and sharing it with the world. It's a reset button. So we've had all this Pluto influence last year to clear out the restrictions to our own inner joy. And now this is the time of opening up our hearts and saying, this is how I want to share my joy with the world. This is how I want to move into that finer vibration. And now that finer vibration is balanced between my inner and my outer. And that's the question. And that's the balance that we're bringing forth, so that we can be stabilized in this new higher frequency based on the joy inside ourselves. We can look inside and say, this is what keeps bringing forth from my soul. This is the joy that my soul wants to bring forth, whether it's teaching yoga or just smiling at someone that seems sad and radiating love to them, or really working more on the subtle planes, just sending that vibration into the grid that we've worked a lot on, we always work on when we do our meditations together. And I'm just noticing for me that I'm doing a lot more refined healing. I was actually listening to the radio the other night and noticing that a person that was talking on the radio had some problems, and I was actually working on his physical problems. The announcer on the radio had hurt his foot. And if anybody ever listens to Coast, and I was noticing that the blueprint, what I call the blueprint, or his around his foot was still out of whack, out of balance. It wasn't aligned. So it was interesting when I was actually listening to the show, I was doing some energetic healing on his foot. So I've noticing for myself, and I'm doing some other ways of expressing my planetary healing also. So that's, I'm noticing that I'm being drawn to work on more and more subtle realms. And that's an example of the frequency of the planet increasing and the vibration moving into a more subtle, higher vibration. So as you attune to that and bring your inner joy out, for me, that example was, it felt to me that it was such a blessing that I could do that. It expanded my personal joy that I had that interesting opportunity to work in that way. And it's not something I could you know, I can tell you about it, but it's not something I'm going to go around telling everybody about. So again, this is the more subtle, finer vibrations where we're working on these more and more rarefied levels, but it's the more subtle levels of the ninth body, as we know, in our yogic 10 bodies, has a greater impact, it has a greater reach. So these higher vibrations actually are able to go around the planet, and we're able to express ourselves in a way that has a further outreach than we did before. So that's one of the vibrations of mastery. We're able to reach out more, have more of an impact, but it's more of a subtle impact. So you may not be able to talk about how you're impacting things, and you may not even know how you're impacting things, but the higher the vibration, the more subtle the impact, but the greater the outreach. So there may be, you know, some kind of doubt about, oh, it's just such a high vibration, it's not going to be seen or known. It's just the opposite. It has a greater impact. Yes, people on a lower frequency, so to speak, and not to be judgmental, but yes, it may not be seen by, quote-unquote, the masses or the, you know, the matrix, so to speak, if you will. But there will be, it will have a great impact, and it's still, you're still creating an impact, and it's a farther-reaching impact. So that's what is really important for you to be aware of this year, is that your impact has a farther outreach coming from the joy within, okay, the lunar, your own internal inner child needs. We're moving astrologically this week. We're moving with Jupiter and Uranus, which means that we're going to still have some sudden changes into what expands you. Jupiter is this expansion. And we have this Aquarian energy. So Aquarian energy that we're moving into is the great liberator. So we're moving more and more into the Aquarian age. And the liberation, the mastery is liberation from our fears, liberation from our doubts, liberation from that which constrains us. So we're getting the planetary-wise more aspects that create more liberation. This may show up as doubt about, oh, where's my physical security coming from? How am I going to manage my finances? How am I going to take care of these physical needs on the planet? So it's really important to know that we're moving more and more into Aquarian influences. So our physical needs on the planet are going to be handled more by that which liberates us rather than that which binds us. So the influences that have tried to bind us down and control us, whether it's, you know, things that have happened with the monetary system, you know, that are antiquated, or domination, power, and control, more and more those are going to be falling away because we're moving into the reference point of freedom, liberation. So liberation and mastery, again, working with the 11, the 2011, liberation and mastery from the heart, 2 plus 11, 2, 3, 4. We've got the 4, the heart chakra, Guru Ram Dass. So what liberates us into the freedom of love is what we're working with this year. So that which, where we can share resources, when people can come together in community, when people can notice how they can support each other, people can share from a space of the heart, people can uplift each other, all those qualities which we know about and we work with as yogis and as meditators are going to be more accentuated this year. They're going to be more brought into focus this year. So that's what to look for as a reference point. What brings my inner child joy? What liberates me? How can I connect with others, share this with others, and then move forth with this sense of what's going to create more freedom? What's going to take me and the world out of the box of limitations? What's going to quantum leap us forward? That's what we're looking at. We're looking at what is going to release us from the past? What's been holding us to the past? What's held us back from this liberation? So whether it shows up in a small way in your life or a big way, this is what's really going to free up your heart and going to free up the world and hold this frequency of mastery and liberation and put that into the grid for others to follow, because this is what we're moving into. Those that can hold that frequency of mastery and liberation are those that are going to be the leaders, going to be leading the planet frequency-wise. Whether you're known or unknown, your frequency, this finer frequency, is going to be impacting, making a planetary impact into the grid. So we're looking at that. We're looking at these Aquarian influences, and we're looking at decoding that which has kept people in a feeling of fear and limitation. So it's a really time of decoding, a time of deconditioning. So it's a time of non-attachment. We're going to be moving into a new way of being, and we may have to let go of ourselves personally or the world at large. We may have to let go of that which has kept us bound to the past, kept us in limitation, and we may not be taking everything with us. And our reference point is for that which takes us into this new way of being. Our reference point is basically not what so much is referenced on what our material security is, but we have to have that because we live on the planet. But if we reference what is our joy, then that will become the alignment for the material security. So again, whether this shows up personally, just look how this might show up planetary wise, but that's the frequency that we're holding, that we're moving into. That's the reset for us. What is it that really brings you happiness? What is it that really brings you that feeling of freedom, that feeling of expansion? Again, that Jupiter-Uranus connection. What is it that takes you outside of yourself? And that's what we're holding. We're holding this state of love. We're holding this state of unconditional joy. And we're accessing that for ourselves and anchoring that into the grid. So this 2011 is really a time that we've been waiting for, preparing for. 2010 was more like climbing the mountain, climbing the cold, snowy mountain, although I know it's still snowy in many parts of the U.S. But now we're moving into the top of the mountain, our mastery, these higher vibrations, like I said. So we can look around. We see wonder, majesty, and the brilliance. We've attained the summit. Here we are. Now we can just see what it feels like, look around, feel. It's a time to really maybe journal and notice what you've attained last year and say, now that I'm up here, I have another vision. I can look around 360 degrees. I'm at the top of the mountain. What does the world look like from here? I'm out of the swamp, the mud. I'm up on the top of the mountain. From here, what does the world look like? How do I want to proceed from here? When I really see the world from a bigger vision, a bigger place. So this is really a time of setting your vision. So if you can even, again, do a little journaling or writing down what your vision is from looking from the top of the mountain, it's a really time to reset your vision for a bigger vision. January 2011, a bigger purpose. You're out of the world of tumultuous change. You're renewed, you're rejuvenated, and you're ready to manifest even a bigger dream. You're holding a bigger space for others to follow. So you've moved through this roller coaster of life, and you've been climbing and climbing, and now you're ready. You're ready to put wings on and just float down the mountain. You're ready for some windsurfing. You're ready for a time to initiate some new projects and to take one more big step forward and trust yourself. Trust what's going to really, really free you up, free you up, and what would be a good partnership for you at this time that's aligned with your purpose? Partnerships that are aligned with purpose are really, really great right now. So you're looking at new approaches, new approach to business, and new approach to relationships. So what's going to hold these new partnerships together? It's this new vision, this bigger vision. So anything that's kind of held you in like a limited vision or held you back, people that haven't really been able to support you and who you are now, then those people, you may interact with them less and notice that new people are coming into your life. If it's and people that help you expand and that you feel excited about being with are the ones that are going to be aligning with you now. So you'll be stepping out of your limitations and you'll be really connecting with your infinite self, your soul. So 2011 Mastery is really about communicating with your soul, really listening, really taking a breath in, focusing on your third eye, and asking, where is my soul joy at this moment in time? What's expanding me? So you can feel totally free to really move into your expansion, knowing that you'll find others to align with. We've got both Mars and the Sun moving into Aquarius on the 15th and the 20th of January. Again, these are our planets that say, what is the bigger vision now? What is the bigger vision for the planet? What are we going to put our energy into that feels that's something that's united with the heart and the mind? And that's what's going to really bring satisfaction to us this year. So we're going to let go of all that past Pluto release that the planetary did last year, let go of shame and doubt, and feel the renewal. So this is really a wonderful time when you're standing at the top of the mountain to move into a step closer to your own 11, your own mastery this year, remembering that we're also working with the Mayan shamans who've been working with us, and we're moving from the center of the earth, the first dimension, the iron core crystal, where we reconnect with our personal crystal that vibrates in the center of the earth, and we're rewriting our vision on our personal crystal. So you can hold it, so you can write your vision for 2011, your new vision, standing at the top of the mountain, and hold a crystal in your hand, and then read your vision out loud, holding your crystal in your hand and feeling that vibration, connecting with the earth, and then walking around, holding your crystal, walking around on the mother, walking around outside, and if it's snowing and you need to wear snow boots, that's fine. If it's warm, you can walk around barefoot, so you probably have to be in someplace warm to do that. But just to be outside, so step one, write your expanded vision as if you're standing on top of the mountain, and you see a 360-degree view of the world. Two, hold your crystal in your hand, read your vision out loud, and then hold your crystal or put it in your pocket, and then walk around outside breathing and just feeling the earth and thinking about your vision, or record it and listen to it so you're feeling again the pulsation with the mother. And as you walk around, be inhaling and exhaling with the Ong, 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 Ong with each step. So this is the guidance that the masters that are with us on this call are giving us right now. So it's a four-step process. So again, just to repeat it, you've climbed the mountain, so you just breathe deeply, some long, deep breaths. So do that first, pulling up from the root, pulsing Mool Bandha. So you get the pulse with the connection with the mother, with your own self in your body. You're pulling the energy up. And then when you're in that open-hearted, bringing the breath up, lifting up on the diaphragm, opening up on your heart, shoulders up and back, pull your head back. You've got your locks lined up, projecting out your third eye from a very open state. You're writing down your vision. Then you're holding a crystal in your hand. You're reading your vision out loud, even recording it. Then you're walking around outside holding your crystal and breathing with the earth, pulling the energy up from the earth and chanting Om, Om with each breath, with each step. So you're literally in step with the mother, grounding your vision onto the earth with your personal crystal in your hand and your personal crystal in the center of the earth. So that's the vision for January. That's what the masters are guiding us to do at this time. So we've got the iron core crystal vibrating with that frequency, moving up into 2D, the telluric realm. That's the realm of the elementals. Moving into 3D, that's the realm of moving on to the planet. And moving on up, solar plexus, heart, throat. We're moving into 4D, 5D, 6D, and into, so we're moving up into, through the energy, sacred geometry, sound, working with these frequencies, moving into the mind of God, 8D, aligning our mind with the infinite, those qualities, 9D, ninth dimension, and that's where we move into the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So we want to breathe in all the way up to the center of the Milky Way galaxy, let our vision connect with the center of the Milky Way galaxy, and come all the way back down into the center of the earth. That's our mastery, and project it out. Good. So it's inhale and exhale, and I am being told by the our guides right now to go ahead and move into what had been mentioned at the beginning of the call, the Satanama for planetary healing and resetting the vibration of the planet. So normally we do our Rama Dasa, but today what I'm being guided, so I'm just listening here also, I'm being guided to work with Satanama today. So that is what we will do, and it is given to work with this meditation for 40 days. So if you like, you can do that. But that is what we'll work with today on our call as guided and directed. So here we go.